It's the morning show at East Coast FM. Well, he's here. Yes, he's on. He is Pete Wedderburn.
Good morning, Declan. How are you today?
You're Pete the vet, not the groovy vet. Right,
yeah. Isn't it a beautiful sunny day today?
Isn't it gorgeous?
Magnificent.
Did you cycle down today?
I should have done, but I was just a little bit late, so I didn't today.
You got in a car?
I did, I'm afraid, yes.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, I know.
I'm very disappointed.
Inexcusable.
Indeed. Now, listen, this story that broke, this New Zealand one, a competition in New Zealand for children to hunt and kill feral cats. Now, that's been scrapped after a public outcry.
Incredible.
How was it, you know, there in the first place? What do you make of it?
Well, it sounds like some sort of crazy fantasy, doesn't it? Like fiction. But basically, the truth is that feral cats are a pest in New Zealand in particular, because there's no other predators of that size at all. And so native birds and bats and lizards and mice and insects, all these little native creatures, they haven't evolved to be able to avoid predators because there were no predators. So along come domestic cats, and domestic cats then are able and willing and very keen to hunt all these little creatures, and they've had a devastating impact on the native animal populations. So it's bad enough with domestic cats, but then what happens with feral cats, just like in this country, what happens is that there'll be somebody's pet cat has kittens, some of the kittens wander off and fend for themselves, they end up being completely wild and you can't be approached by humans, and they end up breeding, and you end up with dozens or hundreds of feral cats in an area, and they then cause devastation in the local wildlife. Now, there's ways of dealing with that, but the really obvious way not to deal with that is to have a competition for children to shoot and kill these feral cats, and that's what they did. So it's clearly insane, because superficially you can say, if you hunt wild boar and you hunt deer, why not hunt wild cats? Well, the thing is, how do you know that a cat is wild? So if you send some 14-year-old kid off with a gun and they wander down to the local cat lady and see she's got 10 cats in her garden, well, look, there's a bonus for them right away. Just take out all those 10 cats and, you know, they're going to be the competition winner. So it's clearly an insane thing to recommend. And I'm delighted that they very quickly stopped it, because it's just stupid, you know. But it does actually, it's useful to talk about it, because it does raise the issue of what do you do about feral cat populations, and what do you do about cats in a country like New Zealand where the local wildlife is so vulnerable. And I think as far as the domestic cats are concerned, I think there's quite a strong argument to have some regulation of domestic cats, and that could be that you keep them indoors all the time, and in some parts of the world that's what they do. It could be that all domestic cats, all pet cats are microchipped, and they're introducing that in the UK, so there's some level of control as to what's going on. So that's domestic cat. As far as feral cats are concerned, what we know is that it simply doesn't work to try to kill them. Even if you kill them humanely, it doesn't work, because all that happens, feral cats exist in a place where there's a niche for them, where there's a food supply and there's shelter, and it's a nice place to be as a feral cat. So if you just take out all the feral cats, however you do it, whether you shoot them or whatever, all that happens is you create a big gap there, and other feral cats from the area will move in and populate that area. So it just doesn't work well. What works far, far better is something called trap, neuter, release. And it's also much more humane. And what that means is you go into the area where there's the feral cat colony, you trap all the cats one by one, and you spay the females, and you neuter, castrate the male cats, and you identify the ones that have been done by removing a little tip from their left or right ear, and now you know which ones have been done. And so once you've done that, you've got a stable population of cats that stays the same for many years. The real problem with feral cats is that the females breed out of control. So you can have a female cat producing 20 kittens a year, and so you go from one pair of cats in the first year to something like 50 cats 2 years later. And that's the real problem, is the overpopulation of them. What you really want to do is to have a small population of neutered and spayed feral cats, doing a good job of keeping down some of the pests that otherwise thrive. So in Ireland, that would be things like rats and mice. A feral cat population will a small controlled one will help to foster a good balance of wildlife and our community, and that's what you want to do. So it's coincidentally a petition has just been launched in Ireland asking the Irish government to provide some funding towards trap, neuter and release, because at the moment, you know, these cats don't belong to anybody, if you like, they're society's problem, but it's left up to individuals to try to control them. So there are trap, neuter, release programs going on, but they're not funded by government. They're funded by anybody who cares about it. And that means, because it's down to private funding, it means that there are, you know, it doesn't happen as much as it should happen. So if you go to the my Facebook page, Pete the Vet web Facebook page, you'll see a link to a petition asking the government to help out more with trap, neuter, release schemes, because that's the right answer. And this idea of killing cats, it's just a non-starter.
Right. Who objected?
Well, everybody who cared about cats in New Zealand objected, whether it was the local SPCA.
I mean, I know you're not a child psychologist, but encouraging a child to kill an animal, I mean, it must have something going on.
It just shows a very distorted way of thinking. One of the slightly sad things about the news reports on this incident is that what the organisers said, they explained their reasons for stopping the competition. And it wasn't what you would hope would be that we realised it's completely inappropriate. No, no, no. What happened was they had a whole bunch of abusive and sometimes threatening emails from people who care about cats. So the reason they stopped the competition, they said, was because our sponsors and school safety are our main priority. So for that reason, we're going to withdraw the competition. So nothing to do with actually caring about the cats, unfortunately. So, yeah. But hopefully, on mature reflection, they'll realise the stupidity of what they were suggesting. And nobody else anywhere in the world, don't ever think about doing that, because it's just so wrong. Cats are sentient creatures. You can't just take a gun out and blast them however you want because you don't like them. It's just totally inappropriate.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Good to see you, Pete.
Good to see you too, Declan.
Thank you very much indeed.
You can get
Pete at the clinic, which is the practice there on Old Connor. That is Brave Vet. And Pete's website, PeteTheVet.com. Pete Wedderburn. Actually, before you go, Pete the Vet, somebody's been in contact here. Will you ask, Pete, will you be at Pups in the Park this weekend at Marley Park?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if you are aware of this event, Declan. Happened for the first time last year, and they had two weekends last year, Malahide and Marley Park. And this year, instead of that, they're doing this weekend is Marley Park in Dublin, then next weekend is in Cork. So it's different locations this year. But the weather's looking great. It was a bit damp last year. This year, the weather's looking fabulous. There's all sorts of doggy events, from dog agility to sniffing competitions to walks around the park together. Socialising is the main thing. Lots of people with dogs socialising with each other, and lots of little competitions for pet dogs to take part in. As well as that, it's good retail stuff too. If you want to buy anything for your dog, whether new treats or food or coats or boots or any hats, whatever you want to do with dogs, come along to Pups in the Park. I think it's just a great day out for the family, to be honest, and the family means you include the dog. So with lots of dogs and people gathering.
Great.
I'm going to give a couple of talks about different aspects.
All right, so you're there talking,
that.
I see. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. All right, thanks very much indeed, Pete Wedderburn.
So go online, pupsinthepark.ie, that's how you, and you have to book because it gets very, very busy on the door. So you book now, then you can go along and it's really easy.
All there to see you. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Pete Wedderburn, Pete the Vet.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now, 50 years on from the release of Rod Stewart's first album, Some Guys Have All the Luck, the Rod Stewart Story is back in theatres with a brand new show bringing to the stage fantastic live concert celebration of one of rock music's greatest icons. A man that is buying, as far as we read, if you read the gossip columns, an apartment in Dublin, because he likes it so much. But anyway, that is Rod Stewart, some man who has made a life out of admiring Rod Stewart and does theatre shows with the music of Rod Stewart and the look of Rod Stewart, is Paul Medcalf, who's on the line. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Declan.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
What's it like being one day Rod, next day Paul?
Oh, I'm a schizophrenic. I'm intrigued. I was just listening to you, and about the doggy show you've got. I was very intrigued to hear about the sniffing competition.
The sniffing competition. Well, Peter's still here anyway. What's the sniffing competition?
Well, like dogs' sense of smell are thousands of times better than ours. And so what they do is they so what you do is you get something like a hanky and you scrunch it up, maybe with a little bit of I don't know, meat flavor or whatever, meat smell, and you go and bury it in some somewhere in some, a bunch of hay bales or something. And then you have dogs like 50 yards away, and you say, "Okay, go!" And they have to run up, and they have to find the smelly thing. So yeah, it's just great to see dogs showing their superhuman abilities.
Well, listen, enough of dogs. Let's talk about Paul. Okay.